All right, takeaway time. Tim, take us away with takeaways.
Taking away with takeaways. All right, so much good stuff today. Jesse, really appreciate all the great nuggets you dropped today. You know, we started off with, you know, honest, no BS. AI is so exciting, but when you hear security, you go, ugh. So what's the answer here, right? What's the honest, no BS on this? And you said, hey, look, you know, maybe there's this perception, you know, and it's not unwarranted, right? In terms of security being this layer of getting in your way for your particular task you're trying to do, this department of no, quote unquote. But this inflection point is really starting to happen, you know, and you can see this in action with things like these board mandates on AI, right? There's this opportunity. And how do you see people reacting? Well, you can see, it doesn't happen across the board, but you can see it happening more often now. The CISO and the CDO coming together, talking, collaborating early in the life of the project. And, you know, later in our conversation, we talked about their important but sometimes awkward cousin, privacy, right? Bringing them in early too, right? Governance early, right? You want all these folks to be there early because ultimately we can collaborate together. It's about creating value for the business. It's not just about risk reduction. When we talked about the CISO and the CDO working together, you said, you know, security has been around for the long time. CDO is a little bit newer, right? So there's a need to understand each other. There's a need for empathy. Security sometimes can take this perspective of, hey, when am I going to get hit in the face again, right? Like every 3 years or so, there's some kind of a breach of some kind, and you have to mitigate, you have to remediate against it, right? So that sets up a certain culture, and you have to work through that. You have to understand, you have to have empathy for each other. And when we talk about security for AI projects, you know, some CISOs are just straight up blocking things like ChatGPT because, you know, quote, they need to wrap their head around it. They've been burnt in the past, right? So they're trying to make sure they're doing the right thing for the business. But, you know, you got to understand quickly, the space is moving really fast, so you can't wait. And, you know, a really important strategy is taking inventory, right? Understand what you have. Create a catalog, you know, use, you know, scanning tools and things like that that can help you gain more data intelligence you know, find an opportunity to really set yourself up to move fast while being secure. And even though it happened later in our chat, yeah, you did bring up some of these newer technologies and some sub-industries around security using things like homomorphic encryption, differential privacy, et cetera. You know, there's a lot of really interesting opportunity there. And I think that's a good pin in future conversations we should have for future follow-ups. So much more, but Juan, what were your big takeaways?
Yeah, I mean, going back on that AI security, right? There's more like a model registry. So things are misused, what data goes into the model and how easy is it to get it out. So it's interesting to start kind of people who are listening, like thinking about what's the next thing I'm interested to get involved in and so forth. That was a great segment right there. But at the end of the day, when we think about security, just we have to go back to basics. What do we have? Mm-hmm. Who has access to that stuff? Because at the end of the day, security issues that we see on the newspaper are just the basic stuff. John Smith left the company and their access was shut down and all that's how it all started, right? So, and then we had that conversation about like dealing, using AI or how we're going to label all this unstructured data, which is really challenging. Just imagine you're sharing something, this a document, whatever, and shared on Slack, then you email it and so forth. That's getting saved in so many different places. So that mountain of just data out there is just so gigantic. And then think about it, not just text, and think about images. You have to go scan those images because maybe there's a credit card number over that. And there's like even the horsepower, the machinery, the compute to go through all that is so challenging. So it's the mountain of just challenges in front of you is gigantic. We did touch a lot about this mainframe. And I think it was just what we talked about there was like, hey, 90% of credit card transactions still run through IBM mainframes. And there's just so much legacy, valuable data in there. But there's that cultural hesitation of just don't touch it. And I think my takeaway here is that I would just want to go listen to a bunch of, learn more about the history of mainframes, right? It hasn't gone away. It doesn't seem like it's gone away anyways. And then we brought up like the whole analogy, the brakes in the car, is it to slow you down or drive fast safely? And how does it apply for security? And you say, well, yeah, if you embrace the policy approach and some of the best practices, just don't have to drive 130 miles per hour, right? You want to still follow some of the rules right there. And that's another good quote, privacy, that other cousin. And then at the end of the day, it's security, governance, privacy, compliance, legal risk. Just be responsible. And I'll quote when, from our legal team, we are all part of the legal team. So how did we do? Anything we missed?
You guys nailed it. That was a hell of a summary.
Well, that's all you. So All right. We're way over, but this we're having fun here talking about it. What's your advice? Who should you invite next? And what resources do you follow?
So my advice would be empathetic as much as you can be, right? Again, not even stealing that from the US Army. Really being people to people will solve more of these challenges, and understanding what somebody else is thinking about going through, the challenges they're facing of why they want to do it, makes a whole world of difference. Very basic, but I think it's just a core principle of everybody's day job to be focused on.
Wise words.
What was the second question?
Who should we invite next?
I think that the privacy-enhancing technology debate and discussion as it relates to AI is one that, I don't know if you guys have had that on before, but having somebody who knows that space much more intimately than I can, but also can talk to AI would be great. Happy to recommend some folks if that's helpful.
Definitely.
But I think,
this is a great topic. Good, something to go look into more.
Yeah. So I think that area is good. Sadiq Riazi is the person that I would suggest. I used to work with him. He's one of the experts on homomorphic encryption and multi-party computation as it relates to AI. It'd just be a make for a super interesting conversation. Because again, those tools are just so powerful, right? If you can get it right, it's just things we can't yet comprehend in terms of business model and value. In terms of resources, so I am reading Crossing the Chasm. So you already got me there on one, which is great. I personally do a lot of, I like my local politics. So I'm from Atlanta. I read the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, their daily political roundup of whatever's happening in the Georgia State House, which is entertaining at times and not entertaining at others. It's a couple of security blogs that I read. Ross Hallaluk is one of them. He's a fantastic writer who's a product manager. And he just writes long form pieces as it pertains to security, but from different lenses. His stuff is awesome because it's non-technical, but it provides you basic, like the baseline understanding of a lot of these challenges so that you can just relate to it as a person picking up an article and reading it.
Can you say that again? You said Ross, what's it?
His last name is Hallaluk, Halileuk.
You got it right, Tim.
That was pretty close.
I wrote a hard one, but he just wrote a book. He's got a good following on LinkedIn, and his blog is just, it's awesome, right, to get into some of these topics. Very focused on cloud security. And the final one from a podcast standpoint, Lenny's, right, is one of the product management podcasts that everybody listens to. It just goes by Lenny's. I think there's a last name to it, but it's on there on iTunes or whatever the Google version of that would be. And that's just brings in product managers and product professionals to talk about how they grew their companies. Again, it's just fascinating listens.
Well, that was very thorough. I really appreciate those recommendations.
Well, those are good. Yeah, I haven't heard these before. Like Ross Hallaluk, I wanna follow that. And
yeah, he's awesome.
And I'm kind of a product guy. I haven't heard of Lenny's podcast. I gotta check that out. I feel like I'm out of the loop. Jesse, this was truly awesome.
Thank you so much, Jesse. We learned so much. We got into topics that we usually don't, and that's why we love this. Had some honest, no BS conversation. And we had some great t-shirts that one day will come out.
Yes. Got to have the good t-shirts. And appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, guys, and thanks for the listeners. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Cheers.